Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
Who are you? I have this bill on my checking account, and I don't know who you are and what it's for.
Okay, I can pull up to see what it's for, but we are a third-party call center, so we just service or an assist with the different companies.
So
what's your zip code?
95608.
And your name?
Paulette Hilliard. I think I kind of know what it might be for, but they're fraudulently charging me more than the $295 that I was supposed to pay. That's the only thing I charged yesterday was for $295 for shipping, not $795. And I'm not blind, so I can see.
Okay, what is your, you confirm either the mailing address or the email address?
Yeah, which one do you want?
Either is fine.
Email is paulettehilliard@gmail.com.
Thank you. One second.
And if that don't work, I'll give you the mailing address.
Okay, so let me see, for a tablet, and you said you agreed to only $295?
Yeah, it said $295. It said $169. That's where I'm confused and how they're getting away with $795 when it said was $699 line crossed through it, and it was red, and then in black it said $295.
Okay. I'm not sure because I can't see the which way you went through to sign up for it. But it is
Walgreens.
Yeah, it is the $7.95 shipping and handling. So you wanted to cancel the whole order?
No, am I getting the iPad?
If you signed up for one that already said that you are basically getting the product and you're just paying shipping, yes.
I didn't sign up for anything. It was asking me if I had these services when I went to Walgreens. I didn't agree to sign up for anything.
Okay,
so
let me explain.
Up for something?
No, ma'am, let me explain. When you're doing a survey or you're doing anything and you're putting in your information and expecting to receive a product, that's still signing up. So, no, you're not in a trial
sign
or anything.
Sign me up for what?
For the product that you're trying to receive.
Now you got me confused. Why would I sign up for a product?
Okay, so
that makes no sense.
Let me just ask, do you want to get the tablet?
Yeah, just cancel it.
Okay.
Just cancel it. I don't want to be signed up for nothing.
Okay,
Because it sounds like I'm signing up for a service for the iPad.
Well, I didn't say that. That's what I was trying to explain. That's why I was asking, do you want the product? So what I'm saying is anytime you are actually putting your information, that's considered signing up. No, I'm not saying that you signed up for something different.
I did this once before with a watch, and they tried to charge me $45 for signing me up for something and $20-something for being there, or I don't know, but it was like $60-something that they charged me. So, no, cancel the order.
Would you like the cancellation number, ma'am?
Let me find. I'll write it on this tablet. That's it. Make a mess. All right. Go ahead with the number.
Is C as in Charlie?
He is in Charlie.
258.
258.
790.
Do what?
790.
Oh, you said it so fast I didn't understand it. Sorry.
Okay. And 395.
That's it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
You have a great day.
You too, and thank you for calling customer service.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.